This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Are you close enough with anyone that they have texted you a picture of their poop?
No.
You've never gotten texted a picture of someone's poop?
I've never once gotten texted someone's poop.
It's a weird level of intimacy.
I don't think I want to hit that level, but I'm also like, who would ever do that? And I'm like, only Ben Kahn. So maybe
yeah,
it's just
would.
A like, I don't know anyone who would ever do that.
Have you ever seen someone you know as poop? Maybe they forgot to flush or something?
I don't have any. There's no, in my Rolodex of a brain, there's no part where I'm just like, all right, poop. Now think of a story where you saw, like, I just, if I did, I've forgotten it.
Oh, that's shocking to me because I feel like sometimes you see someone's shit and you're like, how wide is your butthole? That's the biggest turd I've ever seen. Mm. Or inversely, a very skinny turd.
Oof. I feel like the thing is, I think a skinny turd can come out of any butt. It's a big turd that I'm like, whoa.
It has to have the girth.
Whoa.
I just read a Reddit thread like seeking relationship advice from like, I think she's a 28-year-old female or something. Did you see this, Marissa? And she's, her boyfriend's trying to make her shit in front of him because she forgot to flush one day and he found the turd and he's convinced that she's cheating with a man because he doesn't believe she could possibly shit so big.
Jesus Christ.
So he's like, shit in front of me then.
That's, I would be like, hear what you're saying, and if you don't think this is crazy, let's end this.
I know, I was like, girl, I don't think the shit thing is what makes him crazy. I think he was crazy and this is how you realized it. Shit in, okay. Oh, hey, what's up? Hey, what was it?
Hello.
Sorry.
That's okay.
It wasn't even the person who I thought it was, but it was something that I then would have been bad for me to hang up on.
You're fine. We had a really enlightening conversation, too.
It was all about...
all on mic?
Was all on mic.
Did we get that?
It was a lot of poop. I'm sorry.
Something about pooping, right?
Wow, more.
Well, that's, you know, we got started. We couldn't stop. Like diarrhea. Okay, I'm done. I'm really done. Can we please start the show, Debbie? Punch it!
It's time for Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Hey!
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Hello, jam jars?
Sure.
Yeah.
That's just real.
It's just a real
thing.
Yeah. It almost works a little too well for
names.
That, yeah.
Jam jars. It reminds me of Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah.
And I like
What's up? Shout out to Jam Jams.
Uh-huh.
The listeners. Hey, just feel free to weigh in before.
Okay, I don't have anything.
Great.
What did you think of the nickname?
Jam jars?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do people know that the HeadGum water glasses?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So I'm an Earwolf guy.
Right.
Yeah. That is my brand. Mm-hmm. I carry it with me everywhere I go.
Right.
And I'm so proud of that organization. Everything.
You do the Nick Kroll closing thing every time I see you.
Yes, but not for free. But Earwolf, we just have these normal glasses, like pint glasses for water. It's too much water.
Yep.
You guys have what are
jam
basically
jars.
Jam jars.
Yeah.
Yep. We got jam jars that say HG on them, and that doesn't stand for Hayes Davenport, because that's
no,
a G, not a
it
B.
It wouldn't under Thanks any for... circumstances.
Speaking of names, I forgot to say mine. It's Miel.
Oh, and I forgot to say the name of the person who submitted it, Zombies, on Twitter.
And what we're going to do today, oh boy, we're going to try to make New Radicals, You Get What You Give, better. Well, we'll see
because
it's
already so good, it's impossible to
I feel
make
like
better.
We should at least introduce.
Should we introduce
to somebody? Hey,
can't punch this.
Oh, that's not, wow! I'm so.
I mean, you can't.
We're what? Off to a.
What was that song?
That was.
It was Can't Touch This.
Can't punch
can't
this.
Punch this.
Can't punch this.
Yeah, as in it couldn't be improved. This show is off to a terrible start.
No. This is all supposed to happen.
Yes.
He's not heard an episode, so this is how
all
it
right,
goes every
and this
year.
Is the part where we just plug things we like.
I was going to get away with people thinking I had heard one, though.
You
it
were.
Was a big part of my day. I carved out all this time to listen to an episode, but yeah, I forgot.
But then I just did.
I forgot my headphones. Forgot my headphones when I was going around. What am I going to do? Hold my phone up to my ear?
You still need an introduction. Can we please give
him
one?
Only get what you give.
Stop.
Okay. Woo! You know him as one of the boys on Hollywood Handbook. You know him as a writer from Eastbound and Down. You even know him as a Jeopardy contestant. Give it up for Hayes Davenport.
See, now you're actually allowed to talk.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
You don't have to. I'm not going to.
I don't have anything for that.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
Is that all correct?
Hi.
That is all correct.
Great.
Yeah. That's the one episode, for some reason, that is not locatable anywhere.
The Jeopardy?
There's like some kind of archive where you can like get video of every Jeopardy episode except mine.
Mysterious fire at the Jeopardy.
You got beef with Trebek? What's going on?
I don't know what happened. I've always wanted to find it, but I can't.
What is y'all's fucking beef?
Is that a Jeopardy joke?
Yeah.
I like that. I really like that. So, Hayes, thank you so much for coming on.
Hey, thank you guys.
This is all going normally, so you're welcome for that. My question to you is...
This is written down.
No, it's not. I just started thinking about it.
Wait a minute. Let me see that.
You're looking at something else.
Parentheses, laughs, close parentheses. Why did you write that in?
I just want to know.
And it says this is all going normally. How did she know it was how it was going to be going?
I don't know. Hey, listen, here's what I was actually going to say. Why did you choose You Get What You Give by New Radicals?
This is a song. It sort of came out in my formative years. I think I was in... maybe sixth or seventh grade. Mm. It was one of the first CDs I bought.
Ooh,
was
there, the whole
was
album?
The album Maybe You've Been Brainwashed Too.
Oh, wow.
And that spoke to me. I was like, whoa.
He's wearing like a bucket hat on the cover.
True? Like, have I? Yeah, his legs are like fully spread out. It was cool, very confrontational. The idea of there being basically not my dad's radicals, not my grandma's radicals, like an entirely new set
new
of radicals,
to
me was very enticing, very inspiring.
It's like when they gave us a New York.
At the same time?
No, just in the same sense. It's like the way you felt when we got New Radicals is how I felt when we got the New York.
Demi's from England, so this is like an England joke.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that wasn't an England. It was just a general, there's a new in the word New York. Joke, but also it works on multiple.
There are other new.
I just didn't feel the same way when we got New Mexico's or Hampshire's or.
It was pretty old news at
metal.
That point. Yeah,
yeah. It was. They were old news.
Yeah.
So it came out in 1998, which I would have guessed 2000, but 98.
No,
not
2000.
Feels...
That's insane.
It's 2000.
I'm so sorry.
No. Honestly, come for me.
But
I'm
2000,
ready.
That guess sucks.
That's fine. Yeah. I'm on some old radical shit. I'm so sorry. It reached, okay, this is also surprising to me, 36 on the Hot 100, but 5 in the UK, 1 in Canada and New Zealand. So people liked this more other places than here. But I thought it was pretty cool at the time.
It's like we have this conservative culture here. And
the
like
video
more,
was crazy.
Yeah.
They let a bunch of animals go in the mall.
I mean, the hook of the song is that he's threatening the lives of many of his fellow celebrities.
Yes.
And I remember...
Fellow A-listers.
I remember...
Including children.
Oh, yeah.
Literally
yes,
children.
That's right. Who at the time were like 13, 14 years old. And I remember so many like news stories of like each of them being approached individually and be like, hey, are you afraid that this guy is going to come kick your ass in?
Kick your ass in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a couple things about the song. They're all surprising to me. Written, obviously, by the lead singer, Greg.
Greg.
With two G's.
Two G's.
Alexander.
I mean, I've seen one picture of this guy, and he just looks like a 3G-er.
A 3G-er?
Because there's Greg
there's
at the beginning
one at
and
the
end.
Beginning.
Wow, you guys are so good at counting.
Normal Gregs are
I was about
G-ers.
To say a 2G-er, and then I was like, no, I'm going to get a tweet.
He's got them triple G's.
Everything I do, I'm just like, no, don't tweet at me.
He also, I want to say, like, the bucket hat look iconic, but at the same time, when you're talking so much shit, and I can't even see your eyes, I am going to think you're a coward.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
He should have showed his face.
He wants the anonymity of a man who's only the bottom half of his face you can see. The reverse Wilson, if you will.
And exactly. It makes it so no one, as they're fighting, can, like, take his hat and pull it down over his head.
Yeah,
it's already there.
He's used to it.
Uh-huh. It's like why, as a former fat kid, I would make fun of myself first so no one else could.
Exactly.
It's the exact same
thing. It's like 8 Mile.
It's exactly like 8 Mile. Mm-hmm. I often compare my childhood to 8 Mile. So it also was written with Rick Knowles, who I guess still writes songs for Lana Del Rey, Dua Lipa, Kesha, Leaky Lee, Sia.
Wow.
And you can hear it.
The same year he wrote New Radicals, a song, he also wrote Thinking of You, I Drive Myself Crazy from NSYNC. I mean, can you imagine?
I
don't feel like I...
I lie awake.
Yeah, you know
I
it.
Drive myself crazy.
I'm sure I
it
do.
It was used in Pen 15 like a billion times.
I have not finished Pen 15. And also, I feel like sometimes...
It's used
like,
a billion times, though. So just based on the running time, even if you started it.
That's very true. I should have heard this song at least 3 times.
Yeah.
The other thing that's crazy is that even Greg with 2 G's... Sorry, 3 G's. I stand corrected.
Right.
He also has gone on to do a lot of songwriting. New Radicals really? Broke up pretty quickly, I guess. He just was like, fuck this, I'm over it. Because if you can't tell from the lyrics.
He wrote songs for Courtney Love, Beck, Hanson.
He did collaborate with Hanson.
At fist point.
Did they collaborate in a fight?
Yes, he fought all three. No.
Do you think Rick Knowles was the one who was like, "Hey, man, what do you think about like he like just wrote down those lyrics about trying to kick everyone's ass?" And Greg is like, "I don't know." And Rick's like, "No, come that's on, good. Dude. And it's the only thing that fits."
Yeah, the way I wrote the song, it just works. So let's do this.
No, in 2004, he co-wrote a song on Hanson's album called "Lost Without Each Other," and Zach Hanson called him, "quote a bit of a character, but a cool guy."
Ooh.
Wow.
Listen, the things people have to say about this guy, I need to tell
and
you.
Zach was the most like a character of all of them. Right. He was like the crazy
one. He was the black sheep in my personal opinion.
It's the pot calling the kettle a character.
Yeah.
So, okay, guys, Greg with 3 G's wrote The Game of Love for Santana and Michelle Branch.
Again, wow. You can really hear it in this song.
He won a Grammy for it.
Really? Wow. This man has a Grammy.
Wait. He was also nominated for an Oscar. Didn't win, but nominated because he wrote the songs for Begin Again. That movie with Keira Knightley.
Wow.
Okay. Right? So he like went on to do some
Wasn't
shit.
Wasn't that from the director of Once?
It sure
yes,
was.
Yes, and Sing Street, right?
John something, yes.
Yeah. We know names.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, here's two.
And he did all the songs just for that one. So the guy does two other musical movies. Then he's like, for this one,
I think he co-wrote
we're
them.
Getting the New Radicals. Okay, great.
Yeah, we're getting Greg with 3 G's.
For his first one, he was like, all right, I'm going to try something. And the next time he's like, I'm fixing this mistake.
Yeah, he did. He made Once and is like, you know what? This just didn't work.
And also, aren't all the songs on Once just lists of celebrities? he's like... I can't even.
Yeah,
name.
If you actually listen, it sounds very romantic. But
Keira Knightley, Adam Levine,
and then they had to do the next movie because otherwise they'd get their ass kicked in,
kicked all the way in, inverted ass syndrome.
They called it Once for how many times they were planning to hire him. I don't know what I'm doing.
I need to tell you actually two other celebrities what they have said apropos of nothing, and both in 2006 about this song.
Wow.
U2's lead guitarist, The Edge.
Oh, yeah.
We're huge fans on this podcast.
Edge.
Oh, okay.
He's quoted as saying, "You Get What You Give" is the song he's most jealous of. Quote, "I really would have loved to have written that."
Wow. I think it's so funny because I feel like in an afternoon, Bono could very easily write this song.
And then get
this. When will The Edge be happy? Like what? How much is enough for him?
No, never. He built those condos in Malibu. He's like, I need more.
Yeah.
He's insatiable, just like edging.
He's building a tower and it's going to collapse, you know? You create too many songs, you fall.
He wants that one more.
Yeah.
He wants You Get What You Give.
Also in 2006, Ice-T was asked on Late Night with Conan O'Brien about what he has heard besides rap music in the last few years that really grabbed him. And his only reply was, "You get what you get."
This is in 2006?
So this is
8 years later?
Oh my God.
Meanwhile, my neighbor who I was talking to about this last night was like, "Is that The Verve?" I was like, "It's New Radicals, Mike. Get with it."
I don't blame him. It feels like this song is just like, I'm like, okay, it's definitely of a time I couldn't tell you anything about. Like, I don't think I'd fully heard this song until we had to do this episode.
Oh, wow. You missed a whole movement.
Yeah, but it also just feels like background music to the 90s to me. Like, this song just feels like Jason Biggs.
No, at the time, it was like new hope. We were like, is this what we're going to be now? Like, we needed it. After, post-grunge.
I was eight. I was like, I don't know what's going on right now, but I don't feel this. No, I wasn't eight. I was
six.
I was six. I don't know numbers.
No,
the song that actually feels like Jason Biggs is Teenage Dirtbag.
Yes.
Because that was, of course, from the soundtrack to the film Loser, starring...
Oh, Loser!
Is Mina
Jason
Suvari
Biggs.
Also in
yes.
the... Okay,
and
I was
they're
like...
both in the video as well.
That's what it is. Because I was like, it feels like two specific people, and maybe I'm like, well, maybe it was an American Pie, but I don't think so.
This song, to me, feels like, gotta be Freddie Prinze Jr.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I don't know. I can only see the bucket hat. It's like permeated my vision. When I close my eyes, I see the bucket hat.
I'm seeing like a Rachel Lee
Cook. Could be Matthew Lillard too. Yeah, I mean anyone, I guess, from
Scooby-Doo.
Yes.
That's all the notes I have for it outside of that chorus, which I think I'll maybe tell you when we get there, since that is at the very end of the song. Oh, actually, one thing I wanted to say is and when they performed it on Top of the Pops, they changed the kick their ass in to
kick their bum in.
Just kick you. Which I don't know if
come
that's
on,
better.
We'll kick you. That's kind of funny.
Wow.
It's like kicking the ass was too violent, but just kicking is fine. If you kick.
So then you just picture just kind of like a kick, like kick on the shin.
Right. Or even just like I'm kicking, and if you happen to walk in the vicinity, you get kicked. That's on you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Have you ever kicked? No, it's fine.
Have I ever kicked? I don't think so.
It's also like a very chorus line-y thing. So it's like, you come around, we'll perform.
Yeah, we'll kick you.
Let's tap dance.
I think we should bring kicking back as a threat.
It seems like it would hurt.
Well, I don't.
It's way more scary than punching.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to fucking kick you.
You
dude.
Say.
You could conceivably not even see it as it's happening to
right?
you.
Yeah.
Because
below
it's
the waist.
So far down.
Wait, you say bring it back. Was there a time where
oh, sure.
I'm going to kick you was a big thing?
Oh, yeah, like third grade and under. Kick was a big threat in childhood.
Man, the island was a violent, violent place. She grew up on an island.
The island.
Specifically the island from the 2006 film, The Island. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's all I had to say. And if we could, I'd really like to
hear
this. So
that's why all your anecdotes are from 2006.
Mm-hmm. It was when I was born into creation.
Yeah.
In my test tube.
Because
I'm a clone.
Well, now you're spoiling the island.
Fuck, sorry.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
I don't know what happened to the island. I'll play the clip. All right, so.
And then it's gone!
I.
Get the engine running. That's what that is.
Yeah.
The counting is. It's good because you're like, is he counting? It's like, no, he's just saying like, and then you're like, oh, wait, he is counting.
Yeah, he does it enough and circles back to be like,
just
these
when you just when you think he's not gonna say 2, 3, or 4, he does.
Yeah, also the cha 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 cha.
He does every one of those noises in the entire song.
It feels very, and I hate to say this because it's me, but it feels very Tom York-ish.
What? Explain.
Okay, specifically the cha 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 is sounds exactly like this thing he does on this song, Bangers and Mash, and then the like he's like it feels just like the vocalizing he does on any song.
Also, you know what I just realized was fully ripped off from the very beginning is the beginning of Firework
by Katy Perry.
Listen to it in your head.
To Firework?
Listen, just stop. Everyone, stop for a second.
Silence.
Both the people speaking and listening.
Got it.
And play the very beginning of Firework in your head.
Yeah.
It's that same thing, except it's like dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun. Okay.
And then instead of like the motorboat engine throbbing, they just get into the song. But it is very, very similar.
That's a great point. And also I have a question. What the fuck were either of those instruments in the beginning of this song? What was that? Womp bomp, womp bomp. Is that something you're strumming or hitting?
Well, I don't.
Is that like a
harpsichord? This is Firework.
Yeah.
It might. I can't.
Do you ever feel?
Yes.
What? Why is it going away? What happened?
That's so Tom York-y.
Yes, it is. The cha-chas were improvised.
Were they trying to make it sound like a plane crashing? It really feels like that scene in War of the Worlds.
It
does sound like the engine failing and then
the
crashing.
Beginning of the gray. That's what I'm hearing.
It sounds like they started recording and had like a reverb effect or like an echo effect on, and then the computer made like a crash noise, and then that also echoed. It's like,
And they're like, well, we're obviously not going to fix this. The computer's completely exploded. So this is the song. What we have now is
and
the song.
And then they were like, all right, we're going to add a line about computer crashing to the very end.
I also just love a song that starts with a count off that we didn't need because there was already a drum beat.
No, yeah.
So he's like, I'm going to set
the
tempo
he's counting
for you guys.
In, I guess, his vocals.
He's counting himself in to go, woo!
Yeah.
Also, if you pay attention to the way he says woo, it's like not nearly as hard as the counting was. When he's counting, he's like, 1, 2, and he's like, woo!
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
I think it's because he was spinning around.
Oh, he was on one of those old school playground toys?
Well, I think he just did a little like twirl on woo, and so he's like facing away from the mic until he comes back. Because why else would you say woo?
No, this has twirl energy all over it.
Yes.
It's very 1999. By Prince, the woo. No,
1998.
Oh my bad.
1999. Jesus, even worse than 2000.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about that.
Okay, and then
I thought you guys like new songs.
No, that's the whole point of this podcast.
Yeah,
okay.
We don't know anything.
Okay.
It's on you to
Wish
know stuff.
I had been told that.
if you listened to five episodes today, you would have known.
Yeah, so it's really the fifth episode really? Where we okay. where we talk about how we don't know things. Okay, but for real, the sound, I, again, had not heard the song in full, so when I was trying to find it, I was like, every time I was like, no, that's not the right, this is a mistake version that someone made.
No doubt.
And it just kept happening, and I was like, is there a weird, like...
It was 1998, and we needed to be shaken up as a culture, and this intro effectively did that.
Yeah, but what
you
is
hear
that?
It, and you go, oh, time to go. Gotta go let all the dogs out of the cages at the mm-hmm. mall.
Yeah.
Gotta go force a business lady to serve us french fries that, and, like, harass her and violate her?
It's pretty much just, like, rebel against the old people. That video right. is so... Again, I had only seen it when we did this, but I'm like, this is every single video that yep. came out uh-huh. specifically in this year.
Yep. Wait till we get to the words, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Listen.
Sneaks up on you.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
What is?
You're like, oh, this is just like a fun song with like jangly guitars and like mm-hmm. we're all having a good time.
Yeah.
And then,
nope.
First, it's time to wake up.
Wake up, kids.
Wake up, kids. You got a disease.
You have a fucking disease, and guess what? It's called being a dreamer.
I bet you're still saying please like a goddamn chump.
Oh, what? You're polite at 14 down
on
your knees?
It's all fun and games, age 11, 12, 13.
Yeah.
But then you turn 14.
It's time to wake up.
And but you get slammed onto your knees.
After, you remember that like one bar mitzvah spring?
Yeah.
Where like every weekend was partying at the bar bot
yep.
B'nai mitzvah.
Yes.
Then age 14, hit time to hit your knees.
Time to hit your knees. You've been watching PG-13 movies for a whole year yes. unsupervised. It's time to grow up.
And now you're in high school?
Yeah.
Who gave you permission?
Are you going to say please when you walk into the classroom and your yeah. teacher's like, hey.
No, it's like prison. You walk in and say, fuck you.
Exactly. The first day, kids, if anyone's listening, first day of high school, you go in there and you beat up the smartest looking kid that you uh-huh. can find.
No, you yeah. beat
which
up the
is
principal.
Probably the principal, yes.
Yeah. Exactly. You fight the principal. That's how you become
the
top dog in high
the
school.
Smartest.
Who's the smartest kid other than a large kid who
is
created
this a quiz?
The school.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just saying that. I mean, who is the smartest kid is a
the
good
the principal
riddle.
Invented the school.
Yeah.
So how you don't get a lot smarter than that.
Right.
Invented an entire school in every class.
Yeah. I don't know if you've seen the subtext under principal, but it says school founder mm-hmm. under yes. every single one.
The creator.
So what the fuck did he say? He said, wake up, kids.
Wake up, kids. And also, I'm 12 years old. I'm like, hello.
That's me.
This
I was
is
nine.
Me.
I was like, I'm listening. Yes.
And then
okay.
He says age 14. You're like, oh, shit.
And I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah. What's going to happen
I
to me then?
Just enough time.
Right. You've got 2 years of freedom left yes. before you got to be drafted.
Or like to game plan.
Oh,
yeah, right.
Or that. Yeah. Well, that's if you're responsible. Wake up, kids. You got the dreamer's disease. Age 14. They got you down on your knees. So polite. We're busy still saying please.
Mm-hmm.
I do hate the ambiguity of down on your knees at 14, but I think he's saying you're just like
you're
begging. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Super docile.
What's the idea that you're sucking some dick at 14?
Yes, I do believe that is what I meant.
It's possible.
I think that's explicit in the song.
Yeah.
I don't
think there's any
saying,
other way to
age
interpret it.
14, that's when you start sucking dick.
Yeah,
it might as well
right.
might as well be what it says.
It might, yeah. I think this is the censored version. Is why it's like this.
It's a radio edit.
And also, like he's trying to be like, don't be polite anymore.
Yeah.
So is he advocating
well,
for anarchy?
Well, because they're keeping us so busy saying please basically all day long
right.
to like stop us from waking up,
right?
Looking at what's going on
and what's going on,
which is the mall is trying to keep its property. Not broken.
Yeah, they don't let dogs inside, and you say, please, can I bring my dog inside? And they might say maybe, but what you should be doing, bring that dog inside.
Just yeah, just bring it in with
like
all the time you have now from not saying please.
Yeah,
hours in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like this song could have a resurgence now, if only because I feel like we're getting to a point again where we're like, capitalism's bad.
Yeah. Yes.
But we don't have any solutions. We just know it's bad.
Protest music.
We could yeah. also
have to burn it all down.
Yeah. Yeah. It could be like, the Democrats are still being so polite. They're saying fucking
yes.
please and trying to work. It's like, nah.
He knew. Greg knew.
He did.
Triple D?
It should be.
G.
You know, they call themselves new radicals. It should have been New Radicals.
I'm going to start a band called Newest Radicals. Ooh. And it's going to be You Give What You Get.
So then you even skip Newer Radicals. Yeah. Because if you start Newer Radicals, you are inviting Newest Radicals. Yeah.
I'm going
along
to the end of the story, baby. Yes.
I think I might, if you do Newest, I might just go like pre-used Radicals. Just somewhere in between where I'm like, I don't want to put in the effort to insist that I'm going to be the best.
Old and collected Radicals.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, this punch up should just be it's like, look, you know, you're familiar with it. It's been slightly worn into something else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Still good.
Please don't give away my punch up.
I won't be doing that.
Thank you so much.
Anyway, again, my pitch was to add a K to the beginning of New Radicals to make them.
Oh, okay. New I radicals. Did not understand that. That's what
I was saying. Like, new Radicals.
It is. New it does sound the same.
It is. It's the exact same sound. I felt like it was important to really just hammer that home.
No, it was, and I'm glad we did it.
Thank you.
This is all going really well.
Nothing to be cut from this
one. Every night. This song owns.
This is starting to have the same trajectory as like Fat Lip, where I'm like, oh, wait, you're the asshole.
I was like, we just talking
that
about
was it for you?
Yeah, well, again, I have not...
okay. All right. Not the Mercedes Benz.
No, I'm saying this entire thing. I'm like, Well, it's like every night we smash a Mercedes Benz. First we run and then we laugh till we cry.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I don't want to be like, I have sympathy for the rich people, but I'm also just like, how much of this is like founded and how much is just like, I hate that guy.
It's all I hate that guy. It's all that we're better than that guy because we're new and we're radical and they're old. And not radical.
What's we have to think radical? About what was going on in 1998.
Sure.
You got Lewinsky.
Right.
Or on the knees. It could be like referencing that,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
98. Bob Dole, the aftermath of the Dole campaign.
Sure. Which confused me a lot because I thought he made all of the canned fruit.
Sure.
I did.
And well, everyone was kind of reckoning with that.
I was. Yeah. It was a big fallout. Moment.
Yes.
I was ready to vote for him, but I was only 8.
And so it sort of felt like the only solution was, okay, running Bob Dole didn't work.
Yeah.
What's left for us to try? This young generation, this guy who was kind of like, we put on this pedestal.
Yeah.
It turned out to be human.
It's just very hard.
Time to destroy every car.
Right.
Every nice car.
Yes.
We don't know who owns it. Maybe it's a German thing.
I thought it was every
okay.
night.
Maybe it's a German thing.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Because like, we're German cars, Nazi
Mercedes
cars.
Mercedes-Benz,
but
Nazi
why
cars.
Why in 1998 were we smashing German cars?
It's a call to callback. Maybe you've heard of it.
It's a callback. It's a major part of my comedy.
One of those callbacks that happens a full 60 years after the setup.
The best kind.
Yeah. You also like, are skipping.
Just when you've fallen asleep on it.
What I'm pretty sure is the first use of frenemies.
Oh, is it?
Had you heard frenemies pre-98?
Wait, so is that what the lyrics are? Is that what it says?
Frenemies who, when you're down, ain't your friend. Every night we smash. Is it or there, Mercedes-Benz?
I heard
I think it's
Okay.
Could be there.
Because if it's there, I'm like, I don't, what? But if it's I'm like.
He only has rich friends and he's writing an anti-capitalist anthem.
Yeah.
Also, it's just hard. It's a hard pill to swallow when it's coming from like a major label. I'm like, wait. This is just like when Good Charlotte did Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. I'm like, you are rich and famous.
And then they married every
famous
female celebrity.
Yeah. Right?
Yes.
Every I'll never person recover. Listed at the end of this song has been married to one of the Maddens.
Mm-hmm.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
Stop. This is too real for me.
She's big.
Because, yeah, that was your day being married to one of the Maddens was not.
I still have their birthdays memorized. I'm not kidding. March 11th, 1979. They're exactly 10 years.
1979.
They're exactly 10 years and 2 months older than me. And I will never, 3 months older than me. I'll never forget this. This is information that is in my long-term memory. Meanwhile, I don't know what I had for lunch today.
And you're asking me how come I know useless things.
Hey,
what
listen.
What other birthdays do you know?
I know Demi's birthday.
Say it.
No.
So
no,
it's Demi, Benji Madden, and
Joel Madden. Specifically Joel.
We call ourselves the Three Amigos.
You specifically know Joel's birthday. And
I mean, they're twins. They are
that,
twins.
You happen to know Benji's birthday.
I was a big Joel stan.
Kind of like how I know Mary-Kate's birthday, and I'm still trying to figure out Ashley's.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
I want to talk about the way he's singing, because I've never heard anyone sing like this. It sounds like he's kind of crying, but then he's also yelling at me, and then there's just like a whisper of singing.
It's all his breath in every syllable. Fred, and then they have to stop the record and they have to get the next one.
I feel like the way he sings this song is the reason that I
don't like it?
Yes.
That's why you're wrong.
Okay.
Yeah,
imagine
fair.
This is
you're wrong.
Episode 400. I'm like, so this is where you're actually just wrong.
I mean,
to where he's wrong.
I feel like I'm wrong every other episode.
We're always wrong. That's the point of this podcast.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be shamed publicly. It's my kink.
Oh, I don't want to be acknowledged.
Oh, wow.
Publicly.
So kink shaming in this case is your kink. And
I
so
win.
By not kink shaming, they are
yes.
kink shaming you.
I've created the perfect kink. You're
oh,
welcome.
No. Mm.
Feel free to use that. Anyways, what's the next clip?
Oh.
Yeah. Keyboard. Bling, 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 bling. He's like going hard.
When the night
hard.
Is falling.
When the night
obviously
is.
Obviously, you just smashed a car.
Right. When you know, it's starting to become the daytime and you cannot find the light, you feel your dreams are dying, hold tight, you got the music in you.
Mm-hmm. The dreams are dying, of course, of the dreamer's disease. And that's a callback.
And that's what I call a callback.
So, wait, is the idea of the dreamer's disease the thing that it's like stop having these dreams of things going well? That's a disease that you need to cure. Like, wake up.
I think it's like the American dream. It's like, don't dream that you're going to do well because then you're ignoring what's happening now. Like, you know how they say that, like, people often vote against their own interests, especially like people that are struggling financially, because they imagine that they're just going through a tough time now.
Millionaires.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's kind of what he's saying. Maybe is like, hey, you've been milk fed this fucking idea that you're going to be super successful, but you're fucking not. And you're part of the system. Wake up. Unplug
yourself.
But
don't give up on your dreams and hold tight to them. And this, of course, was the birth of startup culture.
Ooh.
Or the Matrix.
And that happened at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Well, what is the Matrix but the world's first startup?
Mm-hmm.
I think that...
He said it.
I mean, I've been saying it for a while, but now it's recorded.
Snaps.
It feels a little confusing to me for him to say, like, hold on to your dreams here, when earlier he's like, but give up on dreams.
The world sucks.
Here's what happened. At first, he was talking to everyone else, and then, of course, he's talking to himself. But I'm pretty sure that's what's happening. I think he's like, fuck all of you, but as for me... I gotta believe that I'm gonna be successful if I'm gonna keep making these tunes.
Mm.
He's saying there's nobody out looking out for you except yourself, and the music is inside you. And
right.
Voice saying smash Mercedes Benz.
Yes.
So it's like give up, like hold on to your individual dreams, because that's what the music is.
But not the dream you've been fed.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
That has a disease.
It's called capitalism.
E. coli also was a big thing at the time. Mad cow disease.
SARS.
Yes.
Good times with the bad.
Yes. And you have to remember both.
It's like the facts
SARS.
Of life theme
yes.
said.
Yes.
Yeah. You take the good, you take them bad, you take them both, and there you have.
Keep
SARS.
Going. Marissa, is that the ad for the week? Is this episode sponsored by SARS?
Actually, let's take a break. And if it is sponsored by SARS, great. We're back.
Thank you, SARS, for sponsoring this episode.
I hope that for this episode, it's specifically a medicine that is designed to prevent against viruses.
SARS specific.
I mean, that would be great if it was SARS, but I have a feeling that there's not a company actively putting a lot of money into that right now.
They should do that more. A lot of our ads on Hollywood Handbook now are trying to get people not to be hit by trains.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Just a preventative, like, look out.
Yeah, there's
like
an agency that's basically like, hey, keep driving, you're on the tracks.
Oh, I love that. I love a
don't stop.
I love an ad council dedicated to no product, just the idea that,
yeah.
Just look where you're going.
Now, that's what I call a dreamer's disease.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you daydream and then
it's like if
yep.
It's like if I created an ad council to be like, now when you see an old person, you want to say, please. And that's the whole thing.
You got the music in you. I do like this. When the night is falling.
He changes his tone. So do you
light?
Like it now?
Light. Light. You hear the harmony? Light. In the background.
Is it a harmony?
Just when it repeats, he's like, cannot find a light. Light.
This is this was also one of those bands that was really just the one guy.
Yeah.
Right? And so that was like the test of how you knew whether or not people were really into them. So, like, oh, the New Radicals? I love them.
You mean the New Radical?
You mean that you love him?
Yeah. I think there was one other woman that was like a mainstay in the band, but otherwise it was just a revolving door.
Yeah.
I think.
And he was like the only, like.
He was the main.
Yeah.
When we think of New Radicals, we think of Triple G.
Yeah.
A hundo.
G-R. G.
You think of G-G-G.
G-G-G-G-G.
G-G-G-G unit.
Yes, we think of 50 Cent.
Yeah. Greg unit.
Greg unit.
Is that what that stands for? I've always wanted to.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. They ride or die for the New Radicals.
Mm-hmm.
You got the music in you. Don't let go. You got the music in you. One, first.
What is he saying?
You got a reason to live.
Great karaoke song for this moment,
yes.
Especially. You don't really have to sing. You just have to...
vibe.
Just like communicate something very
right.
passionately.
Mood.
Yes.
It's just all
you have to do is have big mood.
Totally.
And everyone else in the karaoke, not just room... the whole venue,
the actual right. entire neighborhood,
will start orbit. Singing along.
Yeah,
yes.
It's a little, because it's magnetic.
This is one of those songs people forget that they know.
Uh huh.
And then it starts, and they go, "Oh, it's this song. You yes. got the music, can you?"
Yeah.
It kind of makes me want to throw hands. I don't know why.
Well, there's something because in he it. Told you to.
Oh, you know what? No, sorry. Throw feet. I want to kick.
Oh, right.
I got an urge to kick something, man. Imagine if, sorry, sidebar. What if we kicked pinatas? That'd be fucking fun.
That would be a it's feat true. Of acrobat. Like, if it's mm-hmm. still at the same height.
No, it's getting moved up and down.
Oh, no. I like the idea that it's, like, you're blindfolded, and it's still, like, above your head, but you still, like, have to do some, like, backspin kick to do it.
Oh, can you imagine a full gainer just to kick the pinata?
Like, if I were... If I were, like, a...
Now that's a party.
A karate guy, and all my friends were also like karate dudes. I'd be like, come to our picnic in the park.
Hey, man, you want to come over and roundhouse a pinata later?
Yeah. It's like, yo, it's Jeff's 26th tonight. We're going hard. We're drinking a little sangria in the park, and then we're going to go out for a walk, and we got a surprise plan. Get your kicking shoes on.
And guess what? Sensei Greg is going to be there.
Yeah.
You so it's a pinata, but you're using your feet, but mm-hmm. you still have the stick.
No stick.
The stick. What would the stick like a cane? That's for a gag.
No, you just are swinging it with your feet.
Ooh, I like for balance.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
Uh-huh. Now this is like some Hey Big Spender. I like this. Like yes. a baton.
It's like a Michigan J Frog.
Basically, the only people this works for are Rockettes and extras in martial arts films.
That's exactly my Venn diagram persona.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You are the point where The Raid meets all that jazz.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for seeing me.
You're very
so
welcome.
What the fuck did he say? I was too busy jamming.
Well, he said,
don't give up.
Don't let go.
Oh, don't let go. You've got a reason to live.
You got the... Oh, wait. You're saying the second part.
Okay, what's the beginning?
Don't let go. You've got the music in you.
Oh, yes.
One dance left. This world is gonna pull through.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give up. You got a reason to live. Can't forget. We only get what we give.
So, does that make sense?
That Beatle said that.
Yeah.
I believe that was John Lennon. Did that make sense to either of you?
Yes.
What does it mean?
Interesting that the idea of not giving up and having a reason to live doesn't make sense to you.
I don't get it.
I just want...
I don't get it.
Just to point out uh-huh. that I'm a little concerned that idea to you
I don't get
makes
it.
Absolutely no sense.
Don't give up. You've got a reason to live. One last dance? Is he at a dance or is he talking about the world has one last like lap around the sun?
I think it's like you've like given another
left.
Shot. Yeah.
For what? Life?
One. Is it
in
like.
A way.
Maybe he's saying, like, look, I know that you are really wanting to give up, and let me just say this next time you try it, it's going to be it's your last chance. You got
yes,
one dance. It's
one
not
dance
like
left.
Dance again or something. It's
yes,
just like one
and
dance
let's
left.
Make it really, let's, like, this is
make
around when I discovered grinding.
Oh,
ooh.
You got to make a count.
And so.
Did you grind to this song?
No.
Yeah.
Ooh. No. Yeah. To New Radicals?
Yeah, you're grinding.
How could you?
Singing.
You find
sing
a way.
One dance left.
Yes.
She's like,
really
yeah.
getting in there.
Yeah, it was the horny 90s. You find a way.
Oh, the horny 90s. If only we could go back.
I mean.
This is my lost. We have to go back.
Oh, I was like, this is your Back to the Future? You're just like, I'm going to grind that Under the Sea enchantment dance.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious how we could have the dreamer's disease that's a bad thing and we need to wake up from. But then also, don't let go. you got the music in you. I guess it just feels, I'm confused.
I think, like we were saying, the dreamer's disease is the...
Okay, so this is individualism now. We've moved on.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. That makes kind of sense, I guess, in a world.
The world has failed you, mm-hmm. but you have the strength and the music to persevere.
Yeah, to be whatever sort of radical you want.
Yes.
Except like a free radical, right? Because that causes cancer.
That is bad.
Those are bad. You don't want those.
Can you imagine Ice-T listening to this 8 years after it came? Like this part of it is like, okay.
Like this part of the podcast?
This shit's great.
No, this part of the song. Oh. This song, the best, the only good song he'd heard in 8 years. Well, imagine how much he must have been just vibing.
I like to believe that he only, you know, went on to Law & Order because he heard the song again and was like, yeah, that's the kind of thing I'm going to be doing with my life now.
Can you talk like that for the rest of the podcast?
Absolutely.
Fuck yes.
It inspired, yeah. It was probably around this time. That
one dance left. Yes. I get that.
Yes.
What does it mean to you?
To me, it's like, you know, when I dropped Cop Killer, people were like, nah, don't do that. I was like, all right, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to get a suit and tie and go to my fucking job every day. But I didn't. Then I went on and did other things.
So this is Ice-T. We're talking Ice-T right now.
No, this is me as Ice-T.
Okay, sorry.
Again,
I'm really confused.
That was scary for me.
You know, I felt the you got the music in you. And it was like he took me over.
No, Ice-T, you were a medium for a brief moment.
Yeah.
I saw Ice-T.
That was weird.
Here, I remember what I was going to say. Are you guys ready?
Would be huge for the podcast. Sorry. I mean, like, Demi's
remember
really
what you're
going
to say.
But imagine that would be like a really... But that would be a huge deal.
We've been emailing.
We might just put with Hayes Davenport and Ice-T in the title.
You could.
Yeah.
that would be allowed.
There's no law against it. Miel, what were you going to say?
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Imagine thinking the world was bad in 1998.
Hmm? Oh, yeah. That's right.
Compare it to now. Whoa.
Sure.
Remember before you knew what global warming was? That was crazy, right?
Wow.
I can't even remember.
What a sad thought.
I wonder if it's like an awareness thing, though, or like a sliding scale where it's like we're older, we're aware of more things, and also there are certain things that are worse that are now better.
Everyone that's saying the world is not objectively worse, and I don't mean culturally, I mean the actual world itself, Mother Earth herself.
Sure.
Is somehow not the worst she's been since we've been around, is a fucking liar and should be kicked. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Kick them. Kick their ass in.
Depends on what part of the earth you're defining as the earth.
Her like, whole body.
Yeah. Well, yes, but I'm saying, like, do you include society as a part of that? You're literally saying the physical. Yeah, well, then yes, of course.
I'm speaking for her.
Bosnia might be in better shape now.
It exists.
Right?
Yeah.
Sure.
And I think it existed in 1998, I think, but.
We're not
like,
here for history buffs.
It was just in the aftermath of, I think, some war.
Yeah, this song didn't really hit in Bosnia. For that reason.
Right? And everything's like, well, things are going okay here compared to before.
Okay. What happens now?
He then goes on to say.
I'm coming home, baby. Your tops. Give it to me now.
What is he saying? What is the lyric? What's the official lyric saying?
Home.
And what does Rap Genius say?
I don't have the official lyrics, but Rap Genius says, I'm coming home, baby, your tops, give it to me now.
It is your tops.
I wasn't lying.
Yeah.
Wow.
But is it give me your tops, or is it you are tops?
You are tops.
No, I think it's like, I'm coming home, baby, your tops. Like, Terminator. This was like only 6 years after Terminator 2.
Sure.
So he's basically saying, your tops, give them to me.
Got it. Your clothes, give them to me.
Yeah. I think he's saying... She's going to be on top, or he's going to be on top. I don't know.
Oh, I thought it was
maybe
like...
Maybe he wants to be a bottom tonight.
I thought it was like, you're the bee's knees, like you're tops.
That is what it is.
Oh.
I'm being a dick.
No, you're not being a dick. Baby. You're giving it an alternate read. I appreciate that.
You know what? Thank you for that.
You're on top. I'm coming home your now. Tops. It's sex time.
I do think when saying your tops, give it to me now.
Your tops, give it to
I'm
me.
I'm hearing like pegging. That's what I'm hearing.
Mm. You're a little.
Wow, multiple tops.
That's what I call new radical.
All of you are tops, is what he's saying.
He's basically saying, like,
I love it.
He's got quite a night ahead of him.
Sex positive.
He does.
I'm into it.
I love how it exists in this sex positive world. It's not related to anything else in the song. Mm-hmm. He's just kind of saying, I want to say this thing about my sex life.
Who is it to? Who is he talking to here? Doesn't talk to them again for the rest of the song. Is that Mother Earth?
Could be.
Is he going to?
He's coming home. Which is, I guess, he means that he is burrowing to its core.
Yeah.
Or landing back on Earth from outer space.
No, I try to get to that mantle.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
I get
that
it.
Sweet mantle.
Yeah.
Have you not had a moment where you're like, what would that be like?
When you get deep in that crust.
Poof, deep in the crust.
Yeah. We ain't talking pizza, folks.
You're just buried in the crust.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing better.
So cozy in the crust.
I never feel more secure than when I'm knee deep in crust.
Yeah. Right. It's like
you're
returning.
Just like kind of chipping away, and then all of a sudden the delicious mantle comes
it's
through.
It's great. If exactly. you haven't, if you, this
is like a hard boiled egg, the skin comes off all at
so
once.
So satisfying. It sounds like ASMR when the mantle hits.
So that's definitely what he's talking about. I'm glad we figured that out.
Yeah.
And then he's going on to tell us more stuff that, I don't know, vaguely protesty?
Yeah, just
okay.
Sort of ideas, not necessarily anything concrete.
It doesn't matter what he says. I'll follow him to the ends of the earth. I love mm-hmm. his hat.
And into the earth.
Oh, I'm way down in that crust.
That's just for us. We love that shit. Oh, right. I forgot that I clipped out just that.
it's spoken so, like, politely.
Yeah. Give it to me
now. It's very, like, yeah, he's like, he's like falling backwards as it's
like a ventriloquist dummy sang that line.
Yeah. What is the, for real though, what is the purpose of this pre-chorus even for the song?
I think that this whole song is like very just train of thought, kind of vaguely anti-establishment, mostly just
he
kinda,
does. I mean, you say vaguely, he does mention specific government agencies,
not till the very end.
I right. know, but he does get into some specifics.
he's no coward.
If that's what you're looking for,
I am. I'm looking for clarity from our friend Triple
Rage Against the Machine. Not that often is going after like
machines,
like specific departments,
right?
Faxes,
right?
Scanning. I honestly feel like that's one of their big failures as a band is that they didn't name enough machines in their songs.
Yeah, it's like which. Which machines?
Right.
And the machine, there's like a billion.
I think if they had named machines within departments, that would have, like the yes. printer in the secretary office or something.
Yes, uh-huh. that famous department, the secretary office.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, Department of Defense, it's just a lot of words. You want to give Zach free range yes. to just
yeah.
write his songs.
Yeah. I get it, though. I feel that way, too.
Yeah.
Sometimes I am like, fuck this car.
No, yeah. And that's when you rage against the machine. Ugh, but if you were to
you
write a song,
me.
The car is a machine.
If you were to write a song about it, you wouldn't be like, "Oh, I'm,
give it to me now."
Well, you wouldn't be like that, but you also wouldn't be like, "I'm not going to tell you what machine I'm raging against." Wait, this is basically yeah. us saying the rage of the, against the machine is not as brave as New Radicals.
Yes.
Okay, now he's going to go into like an instrumental break or into verse two.
Oh, he goes into verse two.
Great. Here we go.
That's God flying in.
Yes.
I'm here.
Is that what God sounds like?
That is Mr. Hankey, actually, who also appeared
around
on the scene
same
around this time.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
God, great observation.
I can't hear ever the lyrics in this part except for running the miracle mile.
Yeah.
4 a.m. we ran a miracle mile.
Okay.
Is that more than a neighborhood?
The tar pits.
Yeah.
LACMA.
Is it, does it mean something other than the neighborhood in Los Angeles?
I think it,
like
to me.
Under 4 minutes or something?
Maybe. I'll look it up. But to me, it's just like, it's a reference to that and just saying like, we ran a really good mile.
So at 4 a.m, you went for a run and you ran a mile in under 4 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Impressive.
I don't believe
Wait, under 4 minutes? What do you mean?
Isn't that, Google a miracle mile is. I thought that's what that meant. Or maybe it's just an area in the mid-city region of Los Angeles.
I don't know.
We'll give it to them now.
He is talking about that area specifically.
Huh.
Five Guys. There's a Five Guys there.
Where Miracle Mile's
the Peterson
like,
Auto Museum.
Oh, is that where the Fred Siegel is?
No.
I don't know where Miracle Mile is.
That's like on Melrose.
Little Ethiopia is near Miracle Mile.
Little Ethiopia intersects with Miracle Mile.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm out of thinking where that. So 4 a.m. we went to the Beverly Grove.
Approximately.
Adjacent. Yeah, right. Yeah.
I'll figure it out. Don't worry about me.
No, it's fine. It's actually when you live in LA for over 6 years, you learn these things in trial.
Okay. A miracle mile usually refers to shopping districts in cities or metropolitan areas.
What? It's not LA specific?
No.
This is fucked up.
Wow.
I'm fucking outraged.
Where are the other ones?
Chicago, Seattle.
That's the Magnificent Mile. They have their own.
These areas.
Yes.
Or in Manhasset.
That's Manhasset.
No. Manhasset.
No.
Yeah, Manhasset.
It's Manhasset.
Manhasset. A man has a code.
Is this like some Valar Morghulis shit?
It might be.
Massachusetts.
Look, I'm just reading what Genius says. And as we all say on this podcast, Genius is law.
Genius says, it explains Miracle Mile.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it is the area.
I think it's just any, like we went to a rich area.
And he ran around at 4 in the morning?
Well, I don't, maybe it's like, because.
Seems unlikely. That is actually the time when people are very tired.
Yes. Well, maybe it's like they've got the energy.
So this part, everything else I believe, I think this part is possibly a lie.
Mm-hmm. This was a big game of two truths and a lie.
Yes.
I see it now.
Okay, maybe this 4 p.m., yes, possibly.
I am coming home. I did not run around at 4 in the morning.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Well, it feels like you get all the true stuff out, and what's left? You got to make up some things.
What does he say after the Miracle Mile?
It says, 4 a.m., we ran a Miracle Mile. Yeah. We're flat broke, but hey, we do it
doing
in style.
Doing style, I remember
the
that.
The bad rich, God's flying in for your trial. Wait, this is why.
Oh, the bad rich, yeah. God's flying in for your
which
trial.
Which is very, kill him out, kill them all, and let God sort them out. Like, it's a very fucking
what does it
dark.
Mean?
I think
the
it's supposed
bad
to be
rich?
The yeah. reckoning is coming.
Yeah, like all of the bad rich people are
and
going to
we are
to be
about
fucking
to name names.
No wonder they're like, hey, what? Why are you mentioning my children?
I love that God is flying in and making that sound.
That's what that noise is.
Yeah.
Fuck.
The last thing that bad
which is
rich
why
here.
I think it's Miracle Miles. They went to a rich area, and even though they're flat broke,
put blood on the doors.
Yeah. It's like, it sounds like they're saying, we went to a rich area, and even though we're broke, we were like, oh, we're going to murder the bad people.
Blood is so cheap.
And what's the richest area? The mall.
Got it, the yes. Mall.
The richest. It has all of the.
That's where all the money
products
is.
Products right. And all the money, yes. Yeah.
Sometimes they even it's got in like
the,
it's a
they
bank
even just throw it in the water.
Yeah.
At the mall.
That's true.
God, this is honestly shaking me. I think I'm becoming anti-establishment listening to this.
All right.
Because now I'm like, what's the point of a fountain?
It's you know very. What
I mean? Who's this for?
The bad rich. God's flying in for your trial. That's amazing.
Is it
I
trial?
Never really heard that before.
Yeah.
Greg is in DSA.
He's a leader of
he
Greg formed
it.
DSA
yes.
when he's saying that.
If
lyric.
You actually, the title of this song is actually You Get What You Give and then a rose emoji.
Right? Yeah. What, like that. That's what that means.
Like, yeah. I get it. It's just, without proposing any, like, this is very much like Occupy Wall Street to me. I'm like, no, we're on the same team, but you don't have any plan.
Right.
Yeah.
So where are we following you to?
It doesn't feel like it's plan-based as much as it is just like, aren't we angry?
Sure.
Which is like, sure, that's a good song.
Whose head are we cutting off?
He right. does, like if it's plans you're looking for,
yeah.
plans are coming.
Okay.
That's cryptic.
He says later in the song, he lays out a very specific
right.
agenda.
I'm sorry, I'm getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay, so what does he say after God flies into the song?
Well, actually, he says the bad, rich, God's like, flying.
How many songs does it have a Deus Ex Machina?
A literal, yeah. It's probably yes, just this actually. One.
I'm blown away. God's.
I love it.
Wow.
Honestly, I stand.
It rolls.
I think I'm a new radical.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Way too. So nasal. Ooh, I
well,
love
that's
it.
Why it's easier to do in karaoke because that it's just falsetto. Yeah. Anyone can do that.
It's true.
God himself
mm-hmm.
or herself, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Well, God herself. And then he goes on to.
Music in you. Oh, yes. I just love it. Every
so
time.
That's new, and we got a new variation on it.
Yeah.
What was it?
He said, but when the night is falling, you cannot find a friend. Friend. You feel your tree is breaking. Just then, you got the music in you.
Okay, I always heard it as, you feel your dreams are breaking.
Mm.
Just bend.
Ooh, that's the opposite.
I like that more.
So instead, like, you know, like bend, but don't break sort of thing.
You know what I bet it actually is? I bet it's you feel your tree is breaking, just bend. It's both.
Yeah. I feel like
combo.
I feel like both of those would be the opposite message of like, oh, you know, your shit's maybe going wrong, but try and bend to it instead of like change your whims.
Set
to
it on
fit.
Fire and break it.
Well, I feel like the message would be like, don't move from the like. If your tree is breaking, it's because you're trying to bend it. Don't do that. Don't go that direction.
Mm.
I don't know.
So Genius says that the lyrics are, "You feel your tree is breaking just then."
Right. And again, I would like to reiterate Genius's law here.
I'm just, like, a little confused about the mixed messaging in the song.
Okay.
I feel like he was, like, rallying us for war.
Yes.
And then he was like,
it's time to
if you get some pushback, just let it happen.
Just get out of the way and let it happen.
Well, that's why I think it's just then. Like, if you feel that this shit is, like, starting to break you, just don't worry. You got the music. Like, stay strong.
So is the music God?
I think the music is, like, the thing that makes you come alive. Like, just your creativity or your dream or whatever is, like, your thing that you're like, this is what I live for. The thing that makes you special.
Brilliant. I think the music is possibly a bomb that you swallow,
right.
and then you go into the Department of State.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think that is what he's kind of getting at.
You have a bomb inside your belly.
Yes, don't forget, you have something to do today.
If you shit this bomb out, it's going to hurt a lot.
Yes.
Don't
then we
do
have
it.
To start over.
We're not going to reuse the bomb. You're going to get E. coli.
Yes, we're going to make a whole new bomb.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think that's probably correct. I actually do want to know what he meant by these lyrics, but I have a feeling the answer is unsatisfactory. I have a feeling he's like, man, I don't know. I was just like riffing and scatting and screaming, and this is what happened.
It almost feels like someone who is on the phone, like planning like some kind of like terrorist operation or like some horrible crime, and his mom keeps coming in.
Yeah. So he switches
to code.
And
so he has to be like, and now we're having a good time. And then as soon as she's gone, it's back to...
You got the music in you.
Yeah,
don't
to just,
let go.
Yeah.
You got the music in you.
It's more. It's like Morse code.
Having to give a code because mom is in the room.
It's very Children of Men. He's Julianne Moore in this.
Very Julianne Moore.
I was actually...
Moore.
Yeah, it's crazy how
2006.
Exactly. Yep. When Ice-T
and The Edge.
And
guys,
the
I think
edge.
We're seeing a pattern
that's
here.
That's what brought it back.
Wow. The New Radicals
that's
might have
a callback.
Really done something.
Yeah.
I mean, if nothing else, Greg with triple G's is almost an EGOT. Like, that's wild.
No.
Shh. Don't fact check me.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, who are you to say? Like, no.
You're
I mean,
right.
He's closer than any of us.
Timmy, have you forgotten? You've got the music in you, man.
I was about to let go, and that would have been a mistake.
If anyone ever asks me to sign anything ever again, a birthday card, I don't know, maybe a yearbook in some weird circumstances.
Yeah, that's good. You've got
from
the
now
music
on
in
out,
you.
Don't all
let
I'm
go.
Gonna write. No. Just you've got the music in you.
Yeah.
Very cryptic. Some people will get it. Most won't.
It's
and I'm
your,
gonna seem so fucking cool.
It's your reach for the stars, or like dream big.
Yes.
You got the music in you.
What does it mean?
Who knows?
Anything.
When you said he's almost an EGOT, you meant he was nominated for one of the awards?
He won one.
Oh,
he
actually won the Grammy.
And was nominated for an Oscar.
Oh, okay.
Can we be
close.
Honest, though? A Grammy's the easy one, right?
Shh. What did I say?
Yeah, there's so many categories.
How many times do I say shh before you
There's one for Best New Radicals.
the thing is, he's lost
actually,
that one 13 in a row.
I know. He's only nominated.
Newest radical.
Oh, right.
Okay,
that's why Demi's never been nominated.
It's like basically musical chairs.
It's Best New Artist, but radicals.
Best New Radical.
It's not televised.
Yeah. Last year, Rosalia. No joke there, just a new person, really.
Yeah, oh God. This is too radical.
Yeah,
he heard the guitar solo and he's like, me too! Woo! I'm part of this!
The music of the song drives me nuts because it's so like...
Good, I know.
No, it's so nothing for so long, and then they give you like a point where like, we're going to do something, and then it's like, this is
And you're like,
confusing.
This is so brave.
Yeah.
I get it. I know what you're saying.
Another guitar.
Right.
There were already so many.
I wish the stems existed for this. Because
you have another one?
I mean, listen, rad guitars are rad, so...
Yeah.
Maybe it's a callback.
I mean, rad is short for radical, so you didn't even have to shorten it, but yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think you're getting it finally. I think you've woken up, you fucking sheeple.
So is new radical like the radical sense of new metal?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
That's exactly what I was saying. It's like, what if we have five guitars?
Yeah.
And they all are noodling at once, and then also a man is singing kind of like a guitar.
It's also possible this is always one guitar, and now it's like he's playing both necks of that double neck.
Oh, shit, you think he had a double neck?
I don't want
to
put...
That feels kind of pro-establishment to me.
Really?
Yeah.
You think guitars are establishment and doubling
double
up
neck
guitars.
Guitar is really like...
It's extendable on one just like...
It's gluttonous.
It's hoarding the wealth of
like
guitars.
A clickable pencil. He clicks down one of the necks and it pops out. And
like one of those fancy umbrellas.
Yes.
Shoots out.
Extra neck.
Oh, exhausting. I can't.
I don't know.
These radicals better chill.
That's true. I think in a true radical world, it'd be like we're going to spread the guitars around evenly.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, does he have another fucking verse right now?
Yeah, he does.
He's just so many words.
This is the most clips I've ever had to make for any song.
Wow.
It's like 17 clips because it just changes so much. Anyway. This is after the next chorus.
What?
Okay.
You've got the music in you.
I just realized
it's a love song.
It's a love song under the guise of let's reform the world.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's so yeah, who's
let's
tried
reform
that?
Your thinking yeah. about me.
That's so funny and so like weird and it's like
yeah,
it's,
let's go to war together.
But it's
this
like
is how I do think it kind of works at a lot of DSA meetings.
Yes.
Like, it's, you know, first it's about, yeah. like really making, like, big radical changes and, like, doing socialism right. and stuff. And then it's like,
using
so what are you doing after this?
Yeah. Fuck your members,
like,
yes.
Man, we should really, I don't know, we should just meet up and talk about what sort of things we can, like, push for the next meeting.
Hey, you were saying some really smart stuff in there.
This is why I will never follow this, any type of person that sounds like this, into war. I can't. Unless, I mean, the bucket hat does give him some points, but after
he's right
that,
behind.
The bucket hat is also, it doubles as a helmet.
Yeah, truly. Uh-huh. Right behind? Mm-hmm. Fuck you. Go in front.
You're in harm's way, and you hear me. I'm right here.
He's basically pushing this other person forward, but being yes. like, I'm not, I mean, I'm right behind you. Don't worry. Like, we're good.
And don't worry. If you say you're mine, you know, maybe I'll protect you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe. It is a weird
if you do.
Thing to just have this, like, sort of radical seeming message and then yeah. just be like, look, anyway, this whole thing could not work. This world could go to pieces.
Yeah.
But what do you think about, you know, trying yeah. you and me out?
This is very like Jay at the end of Dogma being like, yo, the world's about yes. to end. Should we fuck?
Mm.
That's a lot what this feels like. Have you seen it? Kind of cool.
I feel like I've seen it, you know, I've seen it all together just in pieces eight mm. times on like Comedy Central in the middle
I
of the
day. I don't want to spoil who got us, but you are going.
Oh, I know who. To. I mean,
listen, let's just say you ought to know who got is. It's
yes.
funny once you
let
see
me say,
it.
Again, I know well, who yes. it is.
When you find out who got us,
it's
you will say,
of,
thank you, India.
Yes. And you'll be like, this is kind of ironic, huh?
You know, to me, it's like they didn't have to make God someone special because as soon as I heard what Dogma was about, you already won me over.
Right. And yes. it's like, I just feel so uninvited from the joke, you know?
Yes.
Right.
And I feel like I was married to Brian Reynolds.
Yeah. Very much so.
Not for very long.
Right. So this recolors the entire song
yeah,
to me. If
it
it's
sure
like,
does.
Like the one dance left is like, hey, we're at a party or something. There's only one song playing left. You know, think of this as if it's like the most serious thing in the world. So like, I don't know, believe in yourself and go up to that girl. Like the dream is just like talking.
I think
someone?
It's kind of talking to the girl. I think Miel is right, where it's like the world is ending, so should we?
Yes.
Oh my god,
well, that'd be so I don't have a condom, but like, we're gonna be dead before 9 months, right? So I just want to feel close to you.
This whole damn world could fall apart. You'll be okay. Yeah. Follow your heart. You're in harm's way. I'm right behind. Now say you're mine.
Also, yeah. wake up. You got the dreamer's disease and it's not curable.
Wake up, idiot. You're dreaming of not kissing that girl. Stop it.
This is like DSA negging. Like, I think I'm getting it now.
It is, but it's also, it feels like it's just like, I'm also just like, well, if I reread this entire thing, is it going to be like, yeah, but from the beginning, I was always just talking about, like, I saw a girl at a party.
Yeah.
I just was using terrible metaphors.
Yep.
Right.
I mean, listen, truthfully, again, unless I'm just missing some obvious metaphor here, I do think he was just like, what else, what else, what else?
Right.
And that's how this song came to be. But I can't be mad at it, because every time it comes back to, you got the music in you, I want to mosh.
I feel like
I don't know why.
That's what makes me mad at it, because I'm just like, what is this song?
You didn't hear the drums?
Yeah.
Us, bubaco, gotta, like, really just go
I don't
for
care
it.
For a dumpun, 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 dumpun.
It's so bad, it's good.
I don't know if that exists on this song.
That is this song. That's the whole song.
Haze is just all aboard on it's good.
Yes.
And you are on it's awful,
good.
But it's so awful it's
good. Good, yes.
And I'm on it's just not great. Good.
Wait, can I insert an anecdote about this song?
Yes.
This might not be funny, so sorry. Listen, I gotta tell it anyway. My birthday party? No, not mine. Someone else's birthday party in my house. We were blasting this song, and everyone was very high and in their own space. And this song's fucking fantastic to dance to at a party
yeah.
like that. So everyone's just jiving, and I think, like, you know when you're just really having a moment for you?
Yeah.
and you dance like that, it's not cute.
When you dance like nobody's watching, if you
it's really special. And there's like 10 of us all doing
history.
That.
Tomorrow's a mystery.
Mm.
Keep going.
Today is May 30th.
Today is a gift. That's why they call it the present.
Oh, thank you.
So my friend Anthony Trulli, friend of the pod, is over in the corner doing his own thing. No one's paying attention. Mm. And I guess one of his moves involves some over-the-head gestures. Mm. And he promptly snags the globe lights and yanks down all of them.
Wow.
And they just go exploding all over the ground.
Seizing the globe, the means of production.
It was perfect.
Wow.
It was a metaphor that I think we all needed. And
it's
I feel more whole.
Yes.
Is that
for the proletariat to seize the globe?
Yeah. And the globe lights I bought with my money, I'm the problem.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
You're the bad rich.
The bad rich.
And that's when a song really made its way into my heart.
The God flying in for your trial was Anthony Trolley's dance moves.
Yeah. That snatched all the lights down. Yeah. Smashed on the ground.
Snatch 2000?
Yeah. Yes. 2000. It is.
I think
pretty
so.
Pretty good.
Listen, you got the music, are you?
You really do.
We only got one.
What's gonna happen?
This is God is back.
You can't believe you skipped that part.
Yeah, you didn't. Why didn't you want people to hear that?
It's
what's
in the
real?
Next
okay.
part. I have tiny little clips.
Uh huh.
And that's.
It's not about the size of your clips. It's how you use them. I get it.
Right, and you only get what you give.
Dude, have I said that before? I have a question.
Sure.
Fly?
Mm-hmm. Fly high, it says, right?
Yeah.
Fly high is, okay, does it not sound a little bit like he's coming? Towards the head. Yeah.
Yeah, the earlier part. Those.
Yeah. Like a sustained, like when you're, no, I'm not gonna say
it's
it. Like
I think he's referencing the way Madeline Kahn comes in Young Frankenstein.
Mm. Yeah.
Remember?
It's a callback.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. These are all just
Young
great.
Frankenstein 2000?
You're thinking of, I can't even, you're thinking of Young Frankenstein's Monster, which did come out in 2000.
Okay. Yes. That's right.
Ha! Or it's God. I think it is God. God's still flying above
God
the
stream.
Into God?
Yeah.
Maybe this is the him. It's like he walked over to that girl, but he immediately come in his pants and he's got to hide it by being like, I'm singing a song.
Like a real Sisyphus. No. What's his name?
Icarus?
Icarus.
Yeah.
Icarus.
Flew too close to the sun.
There you go.
Icarus.
In a way, he was.
Look at this situation.
He was the original Edger.
Uh-huh.
Got close, never
Dude,
touched.
Stop.
I'm just saying.
Were you talking edging?
I am talking about
close to the edge.
Baby, I love the edge.
Ooh, baby, I love the edge.
Someone tagged me in a big Instagram post today, like saying, thanks, Miel, for spreading the word about edging. And it was like a sex page. And I was like, whoa.
Wow.
You were like when people get like a small role as like what is the thing?
What?
Like, you know that, okay, it's an episode of Friends I'm thinking of specifically, but it's like someone gets a role as like a model and they see their photo being used for like a genital disease thing, and that's you with edging.
Honestly, I'm proud. First, I got famous from hemorrhoids. Mm-hmm. Now, getting famous from edging, I'll take it. I love it.
You're just controlling all the downtown functions.
And as we're going to find out soon, what's real can't die.
What's
so that's how you have a legacy like that.
Yeah,
that
can never fucking
forever.
Die.
Yes.
What's happening to the bass?
Can't die.
Oh my God!
What's the bass doing?
It's going for a little walk.
This is the part.
Oh boy!
Don't finally hear.
But also, don't be afraid to leave.
I think it's don't. I thought it's don't. I think it's live.
I think the lyrics.
And this again is genius.
Trying to lead us
scared,
astray.
Trying
Look, I
instead
hate to.
Of
so we
getting
kill.
DSA to rise up, trying to get them to leave.
By changing the words to New Radicals You Give, you give on their Genius Lyrics page.
Yes.
Honestly, though, guys,
we
I'm looking it up,
it.
And even Google says leave.
I think it is leave.
Which is just a weird
Again,
idea.
More confused.
He is pronouncing it in an unusual
leave.
Way.
Yeah.
It's
what
bucket,
we need
it's
is, we need the CD case, and we need to slip out.
You have it.
But I know. I've
Where
got
is it.
It. I think it was confiscated for me because when I first put it into the car when my mom was driving, the first track begins with a woman saying, "Make my nipples hard, let's go." Mm. And I remember my mom just going, click, eject.
Out the window.
Yeah.
Really fun frisbee, though.
Yeah.
Great frisbee, true. Single use.
So I don't think I have it anymore.
Well, that's a bummer. If we got any new radical experts out there, feel free to be like, that's not what the word is.
At this point, I don't think his words are really tracking. So live or leave, it's all vibe.
Either way, it's just don't be afraid to do something.
Smash? And I do mean that in two
See,
ways.
See, this is, I mean, I do think. In
oh,
this,
is that what he means when he says we smash a Mercedes Benz?
Oh, yeah. We fuck a Mercedes Benz?
I mean.
The luxury.
He's coming great home. Scene. Your tops.
Your top.
Coming home to that sweet gas hole.
Give me the exhaust.
Exhaust pipe?
Yeah.
Sure.
There's a scene in that movie, The Counselor, where Cameron Diaz fucks this, the, what is it, the drive shaft of
no,
the car?
No, the emergency brake?
No, the drive, like the
gear
PRM,
shaft.
Drive
gear,
shaft.
Yes, the drive shaft. Yeah,
the emergency brake, and it's a foot brake. So she's really got to
disassemble
herself. You can't really see it. It's all going down in the wheel well, sort of.
Just right. The top of her head.
It's implied, car sex.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they wanted that G rating. But yeah, that's what I'm thinking is that line now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I do appreciate that this song has like a movement, you know? Like, it's not a typical song structure. He's like, this is where I kind of scream for like three bars and then I yell at the end.
Yes. And now we're about to get into specifics.
The best part of the song. Yes. The reason, let's be wrong. The reason we're doing
that's
the song today.
Here.
Yeah.
You want to hit it?
I got to.
Health insurance, rip off flying, FDA, big bank is buying.
Whoa.
Computer crashes, dining, calling,
they're multiplying. Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, he's taking.
Where's the lie?
I gotta look up these
words. He's taking
words.
Down everyone. It's health insurance, rip off flying, FDA, big bankers buying, fake computer crashes, dining, cloning while they're multiplying.
Okay.
Yes.
Can
so
we unpack this?
There's no way that that is correct. I'm sorry, genius.
Health insurance, rip off lying. Okay, yeah.
Yes,
that's
that
true.
Is what it is. Not flying.
Oh,
it's health
God.
Insurance ripoffs lying.
I yes. wish that there was a constant confirmed source for any of this. Because
and, well, and then FDA big bankers buying. So
and
the
that
big banks
is self-explanatory.
Are lobbying the FDA.
Yes.
That's also true.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not sure this is the most coherent way to
beef.
Explain your point. If your goal is to get people motivated
to
against
get
these causes.
To get people to eat poison beef, mad cow disease.
Bringing up a great point. Mad cow disease.
Mad cow
very
disease.
Hot in the 90s.
Oh, yeah. Yes. We were very worried about this.
Hoof and mouth.
Yes.
Do you know that?
Hoof to mouth. Mouth to hoof.
Farm to table, in
yes.
a way. I cannot legally give blood because I was born in England in a time where there was a mad cow disease scare.
Are you a mad cow?
I'm not. But ask me wife about that.
Legally, you have to tell me if you are.
I'm not a mad cow, but again, ask me wife about... Ask me about me wife.
Yes, that's right.
That's where it
he
is.
He sounds like my ex-wife.
We found it.
Mm-hmm.
Fake computer crashes, dining...
So at this moment, that was a little brave to call Y2K.
Yeah.
I mean, he could have been really embarrassed.
Dining?
I think it's dying.
Fake computer crashes dying. Here, let me just play it again.
Health insurance rip off flying. FDA big bank is buying. Fake computer crashes dining.
It is dining.
It is dining.
Wow.
Are you eating off of a fake computer crash?
Fake computer crashes dining.
Maybe it's like saying that there is
we're feasting.
The bankers are just
on the idea of
out on these fake computer crashes.
Yeah, maybe it is like people who use like fake computer crashes to bilk others out of money or
yes.
going and
eating like the rich,
taking the money from our software updates and
or
just
maybe
using it to eat poisoned
John
beef.
McAfee antivirus.
It's scaring
yes.
people into buying hordes of food for Y2K, exactly
Ooh.
Like my dad.
Your
was
dad
this
did
two
that?
Years before?
Hordes? He bought hordes of food?
Yeah.
And stored them in
wow.
the yurt. And finally, he accepted that food's going to go bad. And
by
so
the way,
now my dad's eating canned food. He's been going through like a 40-pound drum of flour.
Of Y2K flour?
Of
incredible.
Flour for like 5 years. And it's so bad, but he's like, I spent $10,000 on this. And that's who dined on. They dined on my dad's ignorance.
Yeah.
This is personal, and I'm no longer a fan of the New Radicals.
Wow.
I got beef with Greg.
He's on your side. He's not saying, he's not saying it's good that they did that.
He's just saying that these are things.
What did he do? Yeah. He was complicit.
He tried to tell you.
But he did nothing.
Meow.
What did he do?
He had to tell you and it had to rhyme. This is the best he could do.
What? No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Raising awareness is a quarter of the battle.
But it's got to rhyme.
Put your money where your mouth is. Donate every cent from this song to Computer Crash Fakes.
It seems like you want him to donate every dollar of that to selling. You want him to buy.
To my dad, he wasted a lot of money.
Buy back the gallon drums of flour.
I'm telling you, like 50 gallon drums.
I just imagine your dad like.
Hey, it's Neil's like, dad, don't buy that flour.
I just imagine it being like the morning of Christmas 2011. And your dad's like, all right, kids, everyone wake up. We're getting rid of the last of the Soylent.
Truthfully, you think like canned cookie dough is going to be good. It's not.
You know, you're like asleep and on Christmas Eve and you can just hear the huge drum being rolled in. You're
like, fuck.
Okay.
You stopped Christmas. Wow.
Sounds really big this
year. You stopped believing in Santa very early because you heard the drum rolling around. You're like, that's dad.
Whoa, whoa, we must have had a good year.
Dog, you ever had powdered eggs? I'm living like an astronaut. Fuck my life. Okay, and then cloning while they're multiplying.
That's why you love the Earth's crust, is because you have to get ready to go down there when the time comes.
I'm living like a doomsday prepper, but I'm not prepped for shit. It's the worst of both worlds. I have no guns, just canned food.
Cloning while they're multiplying, Dolly the sheep.
We're cloning while we're dying of overpopulation. I get that one.
We are multiplying? Okay, that's interesting. Oh, I thought it was maybe the bankers are multiplying.
That's what
their
I thought.
Dollars
we're still talking about the bankers?
Well, I thought it was like they're
meat.
Turning. They're, I thought it was.
I would love to get a tally of how many times we've said poisoned beef so far today. Sorry,
poisoned
Debbie.
None?
Beef.
I don't.
He said it like 10 times.
Oh, God.
What were you saying?
This was the time.
I was saying that I think it's. In my head, it's like the bankers are essentially like growing in numbers while they're also getting rich. It's like they're teaching younger people to also become bankers.
So you think that each stanza is relating back to the bankers?
Well, I'm just like, if we think about whatever the fuck fake computer crashes dining, like if it's like fat cats dining, then I'm like, then they're also becoming fatter while also teaching other people to. I don't know. Because otherwise, I'm like, cloning while they're multiplying is just a very loose thing.
Just the general population.
Yeah.
Where, why are we cloning when we got too many people? The Earth can't support us all.
But I'm like, well, what does the cloning represent then?
That science has gone too far. And frankly, I agree with that.
Science is trying to figure out how to make more people while we're also just like, hey, but we have too many people.
We have too many people.
Yeah. I just like to imagine a Monopoly man through all of this.
Mm-hmm. What's he saying?
Give me that. Give me those computer crashes. Mm-hmm. I need more eggs.
Feed me, hungry.
Yeah. Fashion shoots with Becky and Hanson, Courtney Love and Marilyn Manson. They're
all picks run to your mansions. Come around, we'll kick your asses. The best. Fashion shoots
with Beck and Hanson.
With Beck and Hanson. Quite the fashion show.
Don't you remember when Beck and Hanson did that Vogue spread together?
Yes.
Real fucking
one
ground
of the most
shaking.
Famous fashion shoots.
I don't. Such a weird target.
The whole issue was a centerfold. And it was unfolding.
Yeah, it was a pyramid with the three Hanson boys on the bottom and then Beck on the top.
Wasn't that the XXL freshman class the year they both arrived?
Yes. So you have seen it.
Yes, I have. I've also seen the freestyle that Beck did where the Hanson brothers jumped in.
Did you forget, though, that Courtney Love and Marilyn Manson were also there?
This is such a weird...
Right?
It's
no,
like,
no, hang on. Think about it. Right?
It's just such a weird selection of people because I'm like, none of these are like the establishment. So what is the target here?
Courtney Love does seem like an odd target, having lost her husband not that long before. It seems like a strange person to go after. But
also, what do any of these artists have in common with the other ones?
I do not know.
I think he's just trying to cover all the bases.
Alternative rock.
Yeah.
Pop.
Mm-hmm.
Grunge, maybe?
Well, he goes after Beck and Hanson and is like, oh, you're probably one of these like counterculture types like Courtney Love and Marilyn Manson. No, no.
Oh, some great quotes.
Fakes
on...
all.
Who's the most fake celebrity of 1998? Beck, Hanson, Courtney Love, Marilyn Manson.
Marilyn Manson commented that he was, quote, not mad that he said he'd kick my ass. I just don't want to be used in the same sentence with Courtney Love. I'll crack his skull open if I see him.
I remember reading this.
That's such a, like,
I'm not mad about him saying he's going to kick my ass.
And then Beck said that,
I'm mad that he also said he was going to kick this other person's ass at the same time as me.
Yep.
So I'm going to
crack his skull first.
Yes.
That's the only way to avoid a good kicking.
Powdered egg.
Beck also said that Greg personally apologized for the line when they met each other by chance in a supermarket, claiming it was never meant to be personal.
That is the sweetest revenge.
Yeah.
Beck saying, like, oh, yeah, no, I saw him at the supermarket. And he's like, oh, sorry.
I'm so sorry.
And I'm like, okay, dude.
Sorry, who the fuck are you?
Yes.
I'm actually Beck.
It's me, Greg. See, he puts on the hat. Oh, okay.
Oh, two-namer, huh?
So Greg says he wrote the bridge as a test. I don't believe this for a second. To see whether the media would focus on the important political issues.
They fell for it.
Or the petty celebrity listings. And they did exactly what they're gonna do because the media's corrupt.
Wow, he rules.
I just can't
he
get over
it. He really stuck it to the man.
Yes.
In any interpretation of this song, he picked like the least notable figures to like be like, these
well,
are the fakes.
You have to understand at the time, they were all a very big deal.
But like Beck and Hanson, like
Beck
these
was a huge deal.
Hanson, that was like the biggest song of
Yeah, it was like 94,
97 at the time when he is first thinking of the idea to write this song.
But I'm like, these are people where it's like at this time they weren't massive. It's like,
yeah, they were.
Well, like Hanson had Mbop and Beck had what, like Loser?
Beck had Loser.
And he dated Winona Ryder?
Yeah.
Like
Odelay was really big a couple. Was it that same year? Maybe. And Marilyn Manson, everyone was talking about.
Yeah.
It just feels like these are all people where it's like, you don't want to do like Madonna or someone where it's like just clearly famous. He picked such of a time people that like, I feel like this part doesn't hold up now.
Syllable count and the fact that two of them rhyme with each other is pretty
Hanson
good.
Hanson and Manson. I think he wanted Marilyn Manson.
Yeah,
and he's like,
true.
I gotta reverse engineer this. Hanson, children. I am threatening to kick children.
He needs one solo. Once he's done with fashion shoots with, and he's got to get to Ann Hanson.
Right.
It has to be a one-syllable person.
Right.
Yeah. Shamson doesn't exist, unfortunately. And Charles Manson, too easy a target.
Right.
Fashion shoots with Charles Manson. Yeah, but then it's Manson and Manson.
Can't sacrifice the right.
Fashion shoots with Beck and Hanson. Doing shows with Teddy Danson.
There you go. Yes. Ted Danson.
Okay. That's what it would be today. Target.
I mean, you take down Beck, you take down Becker is what I've always said.
Yes. Becker was sort of like trying to one-up Beck.
Yes.
and so then, of now course, we await Beckus.
It's a real newest radical situation. He said, you're all fakes. Run to your mansions. Come around. We'll kick your ass in.
Again, picking people where it's like they might have been somewhat rich.
Right. But also kicking ass in, is that like curb stomping a butt?
I think it's almost.
I'm just trying to visualize it.
Instead of having someone bite the curb,
no.
You just
sit
have like sit so their butt is like wedged against
it's
the
It's like,
curb.
I want you to fuck the curb and then I will stomp it from the back.
Yes.
It's basically extreme chiropractors.
Honestly, it could be helpful.
Yeah.
I could use an adjustment. So then to juxtapose that with don't let go, you got the music in you, go for
Mom's
it.
Mom's coming in again. Who are you talking to?
No, let go.
This is like,
what is that about, an ass?
No, don't let go.
Oh, okay, that's nice.
This is a kid like with a mask on making a video being like, I'm going to like threatening someone, and then his mom hears him say, I'll kick your ass, and he's like, what is that? It's like, no, not mom, I'm doing a TikTok.
I said casserole.
Don't let go. One dance, let
And then there's just that last little outro.
Oh, yeah, there's
there's another guitar neck.
There he is.
I was really hoping that I'd have an appreciation for this song by the end of it, but I really just think I'm like, nah, I still don't like it.
That's the only thing I don't like is that it fades out.
You want a hard stop?
Yeah. Mm. Or I wish it just kept going forever.
Yeah.
This song is 400 minutes
That's
long.
That's what I want.
Never
he
ending.
He just keeps naming celebrities.
Yeah.
That's the part that gets repeated.
And then by the time he's run out of celebrities from when he started singing, there are new ones.
Yeah.
Oof. Years have passed.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I acknowledge this song is not good, and yet I like it.
It's,
go figure.
One thing that's weird about this era that this song reminds me of is that people really did hate Courtney Love.
Right.
Yeah.
Because she was like, you know, like.
It was like slut-shaming, I feel like.
People, like, accused her, I guess, of being responsible for Kurt Cobain killing himself and all that. But what's crazy about it is Hole was so good.
Yes. Hole rules.
Celebrity Skin
is one of my go-to karaoke songs.
Amazing.
It's great.
It's weird that people didn't appreciate it at the time, and it holds up really well.
I think we were just like very sexist.
That's right. Yeah, the first like really big female rock musician of the 90s.
And like, we're like, her tits are always out. She looks like shit. Yeah.
It was also just, I feel like, I mean, I don't have the cultural context of 1994, but it feels like it was very overshadowed by like this guy who is essentially inventing this thing that we consider to be important.
Right.
And it's like, oh, now his life seems to be pretty entrenched in this.
That's true.
This woman we don't trust. And then he died and it's like, well, it's the woman we didn't trust.
But it's like if Yoko Ono put on an album by herself that fucking owned.
She might have. I have not heard anything she's done.
Well, yeah. Maybe like she got the Courtney Love treatment. And she put out something as good as that.
I do think Courtney Love also was just coming up as a celebrity at the same time that celebrity culture was becoming so pervasive.
Yeah.
Because I do feel like she was one of the first people I remember seeing just like covered tabloids all the time.
All the time.
The media just liked her. And I get it. New Radicals liked her, too. What's not to like?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe he was also thinking, like, well, I have to beat up one woman.
Right.
It's sexism. I have kids in there. I got to give it equal opportunity.
Just like being this 14-year-old boy.
She women, children, and men.
Yes.
And,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. A vampire at the end?
Yeah. Dracula, I'll kick your ass in. It's going to go inside itself. Okay. I have nothing to say about the punch-up. You can just play it.
Okay.
It's just my vocals are really loud, and I'm not going to apologize.
Can't wait.
To introduce this, this is a punch-up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What if it's exactly the same?
I would be like, oh, sure, you picked an unpunchable.
Hollywood, yeah, it's a hell of a town. I once went to this label guy's house. A soiree, big names just milling about. There she was, just sipping wine by the pool. I walked up, I played it totally cool. Stood by her, said, wow, the pool looks pretty warm. Huh? I think I'll go for a dip. I wonder if they have any towels. But when she should have answered, she took a really long sip. Sip. She gave me a little nod, and that was it. So that's when I said, fuck you. Courtney Love, you think you're better than me. Not to her, but I thought it loudly. Teacher, she heard me ask the question. Courtney Love, I'm gonna kick your ass in. I mean, I won't metaphor. Let's move on. There's one time on a mid-city street, heard a song on the Chevron's TV, turned to look for what I saw haunting me. The singer looked so scary. I thought he was a ghost. Ghost. Why were his lips all black like? That's gross. So that's when I said, fuck you. Marilyn Manson scared me a lot. Terrified, I tried calling the cops. They didn't come, peed my pants just a bit. All because Marilyn Manson's a dick.
The Manson kids are all so mean. They still are cute at M in-between age didn't have an ugly teen phase attacking me personally. That's enough about the brothers. Beck has also made me suffer. Not really, but I discovered he's obsessed with L. Ron Hubbard. We should kick their ass in. You guys go kick their asses.
Oh, my God.
It's phenomenal. Better now.
Interestingly, I think you took it back to the first draft.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what was going to be the song, and then the label was like, can we make this less?
Yeah. And he's like, okay, I'm putting it in. And they're like, okay, can you do it at the very end?
Just really fast.
You have this much real estate. Mm-hmm. And he just had to do it really fast.
I found the original version.
But it started where he just had, like, shown up in the music industry. Mm-hmm. He was at a label guy's house.
Yeah.
He tried to make polite conversation with Courtney Love, and she didn't respond to him.
Mm-mm.
Said the pool looks pretty warm. I really relate to that. You know how you can kind of tell?
It looks warm. I'm not going to bend over and touch it because it's too much of a commitment.
But you can sort of tell when a pool looks like it is probably warm.
Oh, totally.
Also, that secondary thought of like, that'd be nice to swim. Ooh, but I'll be all wet. I wonder if they have towels.
And I thought they were all going to be personal vendettas of like his encounters with different people.
Only the first one.
But then he saw Marilyn Manson on the gas station TV.
It's just so scary.
Got really scared.
He did look so scary.
Called the police. Oh, believe me, I remember. And that suit where he like kind of has boobs.
And like his eyes are fucking different.
Yes.
And he looks like Mad Max, like the black stripe around his face.
But you don't want that when you're just going to get gas.
No.
But he's focused on the lips.
The lips are so gross. They're like a corpse. It's not okay. He should have sued him.
And then the fact that the Hanson brothers didn't have an awkward teenage phase.
Fucking rude.
Isaac pretty awkward. That's the only hole in the
story. He pulled it off.
Story.
Is Isaac the youngest one?
What?
Isaac is the oldest one.
How many times did you go over
this? Isaac is the Kevin Jonas of the Hanson brothers.
Oh, that's all you had to say.
He's the black sheep, in my opinion.
Got it.
Based on nothing other than his hair texture.
Right.
And
Beck's a Scientologist.
Beck's a Scientologist.
Which I guess is kind of personal.
Yeah.
To this guy.
Yeah, he suffered.
Yeah.
Something.
He's obsessed with L. Ron Hubbard. All these Scientologists.
He stole his ideas.
I also was like, can you understand what I'm saying? L. Ron Hubbard!
Well, Greg.
You ever found yourself alone in your house recording by screaming, L. Ron Hubbard, 30 times?
More often than you'd think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a real challenging moment as an artist.
That rules.
That,
that really gets to the core of what's going on in that song.
I think it's what the song should have been.
Nobody,
I mean, what am I saying?
Accepted
was.
Greg, and he got scared.
He's a fucking coward, Greg. Show me your eyes. Take off the hat. Should we move on?
You don't want to see what's behind that hat.
Yeah. It's like Voldemort. It's like Quimbley. What's his name?
It might as well be Quimbley.
It is Quimbley.
Is it Quill?
Professor Quill's head back.
Yeah.
Professor
Quimbley.
Uh-huh.
The former mayor.
You can't punch this.
Hayes, as our esteemed guest, would you like to go first in recommending a song for our listeners to hear that you think is unpunchable?
A new song.
It doesn't have to be new.
No, I mean, but like a song that's not, I guess, new.
Yeah, that is not.
Not the one that we just did.
What if
unless,
you did?
I mean, you could.
I'd love to shout out a little ditty by the New Radicals.
You're in the driver's seat here. You can do whatever you want.
You got the music in you.
A song that I love and have been listening to a lot.
It could either be a brand new song that's like, oh, it's I just found this out, or it can be a song that you've thought about for ages. You're like, I love this song so much, I think it's perfect.
We gotta go into the Spotify best of 2018.
Oh, you gotta
see
what's at the top.
That's the only way I know what I like.
The stats.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I only listen to music when I am running around.
Okay.
And a really good one for that is Your Best American Girl, the Mitski song.
Oh,
that's
yes.
Cool, right?
You're the sun. You've never seen the night, but you hear a song from the morning birds.
That's a good one.
What do you like about it?
It doesn't feel like it would have like it'd be a good running song because it's not like super high energy necessarily, but it has a great pace. And that I don't really everyone loves Mitski, and that is the only one that I have really connected to, but I love it. I also love Alex Leahy, the Australian musician who just came out with a new album that I haven't heard yet.
I don't know it.
She has a song called Every Day's the Weekend that is Well, if you can imagine, it's very high premise. Energy. If you can imagine every day being the weekend, the week is fake, Demi.
I don't like
it's
that.
It's whatever day you want.
It's not true.
Fake.
It's
yes,
not
true. It is.
It's
not true. It's fake.
Look, I dream of a world in which every day is the weekend, but I live out here in the real world. And
you woke up.
Yeah,
it mm-hmm. is true.
I don't stand
the
by
the week
that.
Is a lie.
Okay.
Tell you what's your unpunchable jam.
My unpunchable jam, I basically just picked a song that I was like, what's the opposite of this idea? And so I'm gonna do again, I don't like this song very much. I'm gonna do I Know There's Gonna Be Good Times by Jamie XX, Young Thug, and Pop Can.
Good times, there's gonna be some good times. Man, we used to pull up and let them fight at that hood time. Remember, I used to grab on that ass when it was about that wood time. It had a big walk up tripping, she get that much time.
Nice.
Oh.
Very good song. I feel like it's one of those songs where I forget about it and then it comes up and I'm like, do I like the song? And I'm like, yeah, I think I do. And then I just end up listening to it a lot. And then I'm just kind of like, it's so fun. It's complete nonsense. Young Thug is just like uttering gibberish and making the weirdest rhymes.
Yeah.
At one point he says, I'm a riding that pussy like a stroller. I'll survive in the motherfucking gutter. And I'm like, I don't, that's wow. insane.
That's
I love
not,
that line.
I mean, that's not nonsense. They both read. And it's like both being kind of nestled in somewhere.
Yeah.
The like crust? The Earth's crust.
It Are is, we doing crust talk again?
It is essentially our man's attempt to recreate the crust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
It's like the return to the
we
womb.
We always want to go back to the crust.
Yeah. I believe Kubrick wrote about this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, which
ashes
movie was
to
it?
Ashes, crust to crust.
It was 2001, A Crust Odyssey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I missed that one.
Well, it's really good.
My Unpunchable Jam is who I think won 1998, and that is Lauryn Hill, and I gotta go doo-wop that thing.
You gotta yeah. go.
Guys, you know you better watch out. Some girls are only about that thing.
Fuck that song, shook my core.
It's so, it feels like one of those songs where you hear the doom, 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 yeah. doom, doom, doom. You're like, okay, it's party time.
It's about to happen. That was probably the first CD I ever bought in The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
Oh, really?
I think that was the first CD I ever actually bought with my own money. And I remember putting it on in my boombox in my little room and being like, what is happening to yeah. my body? This is not what music usually does to me.
Yeah.
It was like a brand, I don't know. And to this day, that album's still fucking fantastic. It's just so insane that just happened.
Yeah.
And then nothing else. Anyway, still
well,
slaps.
She, like, still performs, right? Well, because she went to jail. No, that's...
For tax stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah no, she's, like, a very complicated person from what I understand, but...
Yeah, she apparently does not show up to shows ever on time.
I think she's what they call in the biz an artist, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the ones with, like an artist.
2011?
The artist.
Song. Yeah. Was it? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. 2011 movie, yes. 2012 Oscar ceremony.
That's how I always remember the Oscar.
You gotta go back.
Just like Lost.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you,
this
guys.
Fever dream of an episode.
Oh my God, I had so much fun.
Is there anything you would like to shout out?
Got all these podcasts.
You do got a lot of podcasts.
I got this.
How do you juggle both work and family?
Sitting in my house. There's Hollywood Handbook and Sean, who I do Hollywood Handbook with, we have an NBA podcast mm-hmm. that is Patreon only called The Flagrant Ones. And I do a show called LA Podcast with Scott Frazier and Alyssa Walker that's like about LA news.
Yeah.
What?
And issues and stuff.
The voter guide that you guys made for the last midterm election, I think, was the one I ended up using. So
yes.
Thank you for that.
It just said vote Republican.
Right. And you know,
it just said you've got the music in you.
I do what a podcast tells me.
Yeah, that one is smart and funny and cool. Flagrant Ones is cool, nice, and athletic. And uh-huh. Hollywood Handbook is funny, nice, and cool.
Right.
This actually feels like you're writing in a yearbook.
Yes. I'm just trying to remember exactly what the order is of each one. But yes, that's it.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming on. You're a real treat. I feel
you guys. You guys are.
I blacked out for the last 2 hours, but I think it was good.
This is a
turned
long
into iced
one.
Tea at one point.
Did I do that?
Yeah.
Wow. There's some transference happening.
There's a
here.
Lot of things happening.
Oh, I thought it was me.
I think we all became iced tea at one point in time. He flew through us like that one scene in Casper.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. If and you, Beetlejuice.
1990.
Now that is eight. A good question.
Yeah.
I'm going to say six.
Oh, no. Six
okay.
Right.
Let's
Little Giants was, I think, 95.
Okay. Give me your final numbers.
Seven.
95.
It's 95.
Yes! I learned something.
Good night, everybody. Follow the show wherever the fuck it is.
Okay, that was
Touch
the Jam.
Touch
the Jam.
Hey!
Touch the Jam.
Touch
the Jam.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.